Dear brothers and sisters, as we continue our catechesis on the writings of St. Paul, I wish today to consider some of the ways in which this great apostle contributes to our understanding of the Church's sacramental life. Baptism, he explains, is a sharing in the death and resurrection of Christ. We die to sin and we rise with Christ to a new life of mystical union with him. Washed clean in the purifying waters, we emerge sanctified and justified, and we put on Christ. Through baptism, the believer becomes a new creature, renewed in the Holy Spirit, and incorporated through the same Spirit into the one body of Christ. In the sacrament of the Eucharist, the life of the Church is nourished and built up. Following the teaching handed down by the apostles, the Christian community does what Jesus did at the Last Supper, when he took bread and wine, blessed them, and gave them to his disciples to eat and drink. In this way, the memory of the Passion is recalled, and a foretaste of the heavenly banquet is given to God's people as they await his coming again. The Eucharist seals the union between Christ and his bride, the Church, and in the course of a reflection on this mystical relationship, St. Paul develops his understanding of Christian marriage. By pondering the teaching of this great apostle, may we grow daily in our love for the Church and draw deeply from the wells of living water that she opens up for us. I am pleased to welcome the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors here today, including groups from Australia and the United States. I greet especially the newly professed missionaries of charity from various countries. Upon all of you and upon your families and loved ones, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.